Welcome back to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. This is episode 99. We are at Port Credit's Southside Shuffle Outdoor Music Festival. More on that later. But first, earlier today, we had live at IndieCan, Justin Rutledge. Here we go.
Slate and then go.
Okay. This is a song called St. Peter.
There's a cross on the wall, crooked and lame. There's a thief in the night and buckets of rain. There's a lion on the street, said he's alive. Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight? We lived underwater, I touched you there. I remember it well, the spiral stair. We could hear them boats coming, the candlelight. Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight. Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate. Tell my sister that I love her, I'll try to ride. Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight. Saying, Peter, don't you lock that gate tonight.
Justin, at long last, welcome to IndieCan Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks. Glad to have you back.
Oh, thanks.
Good summer festival season?
Yeah, we were up in Dawson City for
wow.
The Dawson City Music Festival last month in July. And
I hear great things about that place.
You know, it's pretty magical up there. It's really, traveling around Canada, you kind of think you know what this country is all about, but then you get up there and it's a different animal, the terrain, and it's very frontier. The people are wonderful and they're different. It's a different type of person that exists up there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, different values than big city Toronto, that's for sure. And yeah. Everyone I know who's played up there just had a wonderful experience, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we get a lot of support from rural BC, Sunshine Coast, all mm-hmm. places like that. And, you know, they love their culture, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, and then we were up in, we did the Hillside Festival, which was pretty wonderful, and did the Ottawa Blues Fest.
Hillside would be in one of those examples of where you always seem surprised how well received you are.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, because I don't listen to me, you know. I try to maintain a distance from that. So, you know, when... you know, at Hillside, when everyone was singing along and I was up on the table, it was a pretty magical experience. I am often, still to this day, taken aback when people are familiar with my work.
Well, let's talk about Jelly Bean.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty gutsy thing to do, right? There's on your MySpace right now, there's a recording of that at the Cameron House where mm-hmm. you just jump up on a table, just you and your guitar, mm-hmm. and you get the crowd to sing along with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's something vulnerable about it. Like, whether you've done it 100 times before or not doesn't really matter. The fact mm-hmm. is, you're taking a big chance, right? Either mm-hmm. people are going to love you or you're going to go down in flames, right?
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's an interesting story behind that. That started off as kind of a really dirgy kind of tune. I had no intention whatsoever of it becoming what it has kind of become. And it's so unlike all of my other songs.
Yeah, it's become an anthem just to set it up. What you do usually at the end of the set, right? Mm-hmm. You just, like at Hillside, you had your whole band with you and you said, "Thanks, guys." And you just grabbed your guitar, no microphones. You just climbed up onto a park bench in the middle of this huge tent and just started, you know, shouting out the words to the song mm-hmm. and playing your guitar, and everybody sang them back to you, right?
Yeah, it was pretty. The song is only 3 notes, right? So, you know, if you can't sing, you know, it doesn't matter if you can't sing, you know, it's just 3 notes, and it's a pretty uncomplicated, except for the part where I get into, like, olive trees and seeds and all that stuff. But for the most part, it's a pretty simple song about some simple needs, you know.
Yeah. And so how did it start? When did you first do that? And how did it morph into what it's become, kind of like an anthem?
Well, I played it originally at a couple shows with a band, but with a band, and really kind of a slower shuffle. And then when I started playing the Cameron House, when I did my residency there in 2004, you know, at the end of the night, you know, everyone would be pretty, you know, have a couple sheets to the wind, and you know, I'd just unplug, and the remainder of the crew, the motley crew that was there, I'd jump up on the bar, much to Paul's chagrin, and yeah, we just kind of sing along, and it was kind of just a good night kind of thing. It started off kind of as a joke,
yeah,
and then people kind of started requesting it, and I've found that pretty much 95% of the time it works. I know when not to do it, you know. I can kind of gauge when it's a more reserved audience, but
yeah,
you know, it's pretty magical at Hillside when you got, like, I don't know, 600 or 700 people singing along,
closer to 1500.
You think?
I mean,
so
it was a packed tent. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there were people on the outside. There were people still lined up for beer, you know, who just stopped what they were doing and were singing along with you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't see those kinds of things. I don't, that's why I don't wear my glasses on stage. Well, it's pretty great. It's a pretty great feeling, you know. And when we played up in Dawson City, we played the Palace Grand Theater, which is this, you know, turn of the century old, you know, cedar theater, and it's been very well kept, and you know, it's still got the box seats in it, you know, with the curtains, and we sang it there, got right down into the crowd, and that was pretty wonderful. It changes every time, you know.
For sure.
It's different in, you know, when we do it at the Horseshoe, or if we do it at, in Dawson City, or in Guelph, you know, it's a different animal every time.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play a new song that you haven't yet recorded that people will hear for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song called and what's it about?
Well, interestingly enough, I received a phone call from Michael Ondaatje in January, and we got together and he asked me to...
Don't you love just being able to say that?
I haven't told many people. I think he's spoken about it, so I think the cat's out of the bag and I'm allowed to talk about it. He called me in January of 2008, and we got together and he asked me if I'd be interested in writing some songs for this kind of theater project he's been working on, and some songs based on a character of his from his most recent novel, Divisadero. And so, of course, I said, sure. So we've been working throughout the summer. We've been... he's got a great director on board, great producers, and a few actors. It's a small kind of ensemble, but... yeah, so, I mean, I've just been kind of writing for this. I've been writing songs based on this character named Cooper. And so this is one of them. It's called All Around This World.
Great.
Hang me. Oh, you hang me like tinsel upon your words, like twilight entwined in the day's awful nerves. Are these our measures? Is this what we deserve? I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh you hang me, as though crows would scatter afraid. How quiet these lives, our mothers and fathers have made. We speak in shadows. The shadows are lost in the shade. I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh you hang me. But how hungry and stubborn we shift. These moons are too many. These bodies too swift. I think of you often in a dress set gently adrift. I've been all around this world. hang me like curtains in front of a storm, like a highway of ribs, like a love I should never have worn. This is our home, and this house is where you were born. I've been all around this world. I've been all around this world. I've been all around this world.
What's Six Shooter really like? They've got a great slogan, like, life's too short to listen to shitty music, or I don't know if I quoted it exactly. But
that is it.
It seems like, you know, a family-like atmosphere, or is it strictly business? What's it like being associated with them?
It's both. It's not strictly either. It's Shauna and Helen and Caitlin and Emily and Ruben and Jack and everyone there they're such wonderful people. And Shauna, you know, and Helen have a great business sense, but there are, you know, everyone on the roster really does hang out together. It's weird, and we're not forced to, you know. There's such great people that, you know, working there and on the label, and it's really, you know, Mark and Casey from Elliott Brood helped me move a patio set the other day.
Yeah.
It's that kind of environment. There's a very, kind of there isn't, how do I say this? The artistic license that someone like myself or any other artist would receive on any other label might be, I'm not entirely sure. I've only ever been with Six Shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with a couple other labels in Europe, but we have pretty much total artistic freedom. You know, if I record a record, Shauna's said to me, you know, I'll put out whatever you record. There's that level of trust there,
you
know? And it's uninhibited, and she really does, I think she said this before, you know, the artist rules. I respect them tremendously for having that kind of vision and having that kind of mandate. You can call them up and tell them that you're upset, and they can do the same, and it's a good environment to be in, because so many relationships can be destroyed by just not communicating. And communicating is very important at Six Shooter.
Sounds like a dream marriage.
Yeah.
We're going to finish with a request, which is Honey, This Is War, if that's the correct title.
The title is This Is War.
This Is War, yeah. Okay. And in some ways, on the Stanley Park album, that's different than some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that a bit.
That song is this is kind of a strange bird. I think we did that album in two 4-day sessions, and I wrote that the second, just before we went in to do the second set of days. And what I wanted to do with that song was to kind of start with this kind of start in an environment, you know, you start way up north. Actually, when we were in Dawson, I played this, and it felt really good to play it there because that's where it kind of began. It began way up there in that corner of our country, you know.
Yeah, that's right. You make Alaska references.
Yeah. And so it sets this kind of, initially it sets this mood, and what I wanted to do is bring this mood, hope I'm not getting too heady or lofty here with my ideas, but
go for it.
Bring it right down to the microcosm, you know, from macro to micro, kind of, you know, and how, you know, and I speak about, you know, different kind of pedigrees and lineages and how that affects, you know, certain decisions that one would make, or honesty and sexuality and the war that's, you know, different types of animosity that exist, and, you know, how pervasive it is. It's in the air, it's on the shore, it's in our bed, it's at the door. And isn't this what we've been fighting for, you know?
Right. It's a metaphor for the largest worldly problems and the most personal worldly problems, I guess. Yeah.
So, but it kind of grew to become a little more important to me and to other people than I thought the song might. Yeah, it's a strange one. I don't really understand it yet.
Thanks for sharing your music with us. And, I mean, Indie Can loves you, and you seem to be a big Indie Can fan. And
I am.
And I think what you're doing is great, and can't wait to see what's next.
Cool. Well, I'll try to keep them coming.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks for having me. Hi, my name's Justin Rutledge, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio. Song called This Is War.
Thank you.
father lived an honest man. He made his living by his hand. Quiet men take quiet stands. Sometimes he fell. Beauty's house I'll never find. I can't see the vineyard for the vines. You used to lay your hand in mine like an ocean in a shell. In the air, it's on the shore, it's in our bed, it's at the door. Ain't this what we've been fighting for? Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Honey, this is war. Lover, this is war. It's what our world has been waiting for. This is war.
You know.
from a distance, sick of counting sheep at night. The only question I have for you is, doesn't it feel so right? You know I don't have all the answers, seems like I don't.
John Henry's and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
I lose myself every time I watch you leave this room of mine. And you won't need nobody's help to break my heart. Just take a last sip from my cup. It's been two hard, long years.
Hi, it's IndyCan. We are at Southside Shuffle, Joe Chisholm and Jen Martin.
Hello.
Great outdoor festival. We'll be talking more about that. We started off the show with Justin Rutledge live at IndyCan, which we did earlier today. We just saw the first night of Southside Shuffle. How's it been so far?
It's been a great night. We saw Pat Travers Band and the Average White Band and the John Henrys, as well as a few other fantastic acts.
We'll be hearing from one of the organizers from Southside Shuffle, Captain Dave, talking about the history, and we'll be hearing more from the John Henrys. We just heard a song from them, which was Sweet as the Grain. Before that, we heard Aberdeen and a band called The Zoo off of a compilation CD called Big Rock Untapped, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the John Henrys, I saw them for the first time. You know them from Ottawa.
Yeah, I've seen them a few times. They're a nice, tight group, fantastic guys, and great sound.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And again, we'll hear more from them. Now, last night, this Big Rock is a brewery out of the West, out of Calgary, and they're already well established in indie music there. They're here in Eastern Canada working with IndieLove.ca, and they had a showcase of music at Hugh's Room. You arrived right between Sunshine State and the Marshall Dane Band. And what did you think of them? I saw them at Toronto Independent Music Awards. How did you like them?
I thought they were great. Right from the first song, I was taken by them. Really tight, just a rockin' band.
Kind of a Maroon 5 meets Bon Jovi sort of thing.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily going to make that reference.
Hottie band, okay. Okay, so that's that. And good on IndieLove.ca to be working with the brewery, and I think we'll hear great things from that. Now, IndyCan this fall is starting a live from the Annex Rec Room. Every Wednesday night, we're going to be doing three indie bands, zero cover, and cheap beer. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have a number of bands. We've got lined up already Black Diamond Bay, Patrick Kreese's band, who you saw at North by Northeast.
Yeah, I was completely blown away.
Yeah, and you got to get out there to see that. A good reason to come to Toronto, and if you're in Toronto, that's coming up. And also, we've had a shout-out to bands to just let us know if you're coming through Toronto or if you're in Toronto and you want to play and you don't suck, let us know. We'll put you on. And we heard from a band from the East Coast who are called
Andrew Hunter and the Gatherers.
And they're going to be on the 29th of October. And what's the bio on them?
They're among the top new up-and-coming bands from the East Coast. They've been hitting the airwaves and the silver screens. Ducati Motorcycles is promoting the band in its Ducati Thunder Race Team video, and they've been featured in a documentary called Breaking Ice, The Birth of the Canadian Surf Culture.
Yeah, they sent me their CD. I just loved it. We're going to play a tune from that in a minute. We're kicking off this thing to celebrate IndyCan's 100th episode. We've got a couple of bands from the West Coast and one from Montreal. Go to IndyCan.com for that. And we're also going to be going to Ottawa as well to celebrate episode 100, right?
Yep. Friday, September 19th at the Rainbow Bistro, we'll be seeing some acts there.
So depending when you're listening to this, if it's not then and you're in Ottawa, come and see us. It'll be great. But you were charged with the task of picking a song from Andrew Hunter. You picked the song Face. What do you like about it?
The smoking guitar riffs, the melodies, and the lyrics.
Chick song. Okay. What did I like about it? If you like Led Zeppelin during Physical Graffiti meets the Black Crowes, it's that kind of music. Pretty fabulous. So this is
Andrew Hunter and the Gatherers.
Still hear your name.
grace, even if I never see you again, even if I never see you again.
With a song called Go. That's a band that I tried to fit into last week's show. Last week I covered Indie Carnage. In our almost 100 episodes, we've seen a lot of bands come and go. Great bands, great music, just didn't make it. It's a tough gig in the Canadian indie scene. And this is a band, I don't know that someone has stuck a fork in them and they're done, but I haven't heard much from the Evildoers in quite some time. But they're still on MySpace, so check them out. And if there's life in them, that's lucky for all of us. Well, morning is upon us. That's nothing new for Team IndyCan. I know Mega Music Mary often goes late. Other friends of ours, Diane Foy, Skylar Entertainment, sees a lot of late nights, early mornings. Daryl Hirst, I know you're still up. He's organizing Indie Week Toronto, which will showcase bands from all around the world in October. IndyCan will be there for sure. We'll be at Halifax Pop Explosion. Anyway, I know Daryl's up. Hi, how you doing? Photographers, of course, I get emails back from Wendy all the time, and Jen is busy on a photo gallery at Southside Shuffle. How's that going, Jen?
About halfway there.
Anyway, that doesn't mean squat to you, because by the time you're listening to this, it'll be there, IndyCan.com, all of the pictures from Southside Shuffle, and what I've seen, it's time well wasted. Go check that out. Let's see. So we're going to be wrapping up with more Southside Shuffle, but first, here is Kim Jarrett, a song called Hypnotize. This is an artist I needed someone to perform at a house party. A longtime IndyCan friend, Raina, if you've been listening forever, you know who she is. She introduced me to Kim. Kim said, yeah, I'll do it. Where? Showed up on time. Everybody loved her. So anyway, I've been looking forward to playing something from her. Here's Hypnotized. Then we got a little bit more for you, and we'll see you next week for episode 100.
I've been searching your eyes for some small sign I should not believe a word you say. Could be lies, there's so much at stake. More than heartbreak, I'm afraid I won't live up to your dreaming. I've been trying to run from these feelings, but when I see your face, I stop breathing. I know that I can't hide, can't deny. Hypnotizing when I look in your eyes, spin inside, mesmerizing. I know that I can't hide, can't deny. Hypnotizing. I've been holding back from falling into love. I just can't afford the time, the tears, knowledge of indiscretion, the complications. My fragile heart could fall apart too easily. I've been trying to run from these feelings, but when I see your face, I stop breathing. I know that I can't hide, can't deny. Hypnotizing when I look in your eyes, spin inside, mesmerizing. I know that I can't hide, can't deny. Hypnotizing. Even though I built a wall underneath my skin, you've crawled. Hypnotizing when I look in your eyes, spin inside, mesmerizing. I know that I can't hide, can't deny. Hypnotizing, mesmerizing, hypnotizing.
Hi, I'm Captain Dave, and you're at the Southside Shuffle, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
So this is the 10th anniversary of Southside, is it?
This is the 10th anniversary. It started off as a simple little idea, started a little street party, and it's turned into something bigger and better and badder every year.
How many people do you expect to get here this year?
One of the exciting things is when they close off the lakeshore, and they expect, I would have guessed about 80,000 people, it seemed, in the whole area yesterday, I mean last year, and I'm hoping again this year with the weather, it makes a difference, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It sounds like the weather's going to hold out for us.
I hope so, because the rain did keep people away today. On a sunny day, it's just pass the sunscreen and keep it happening. It's a great event, and there's nothing like the blues and the jazz and people dancing and you know, I just love it, the looks on people's faces.
It's a great feel here, for sure. Who's behind it, and how many people does it take to organize something like this?
Wow, Chuck Jackson's the main man. He's with the Down Child Blues Band.
Yep.
He's their front man, and he's got a crew of, I'm going to say, three main people, and after that, maybe 30 others. Their names don't come to me right now. It's all in the program, or it's at southsideshuffle.com, where you can check out everybody involved with this whole event. And I don't care if it's Chuck Jackson at the top or the volunteers at the bottom. There's so much passion involved with making the event successful. And then the community comes aboard, and all the restaurants and clubs and stores, they also make a real huge difference.
Now, you're a local Port Credit boy, and how long have you been involved with this?
I've been here 14 years living in Port Credit, and this thing's been going on 10 years. And I started, I guess, for 9 years now. And I've shuffled around from the south stage to the main stage to wherever they want to fit me, but I love to make it happen. It's very important.
Yeah, well, you certainly have some passion. Good work to you and all the organizers here.
I really appreciate that. Good luck with everything you guys are doing.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
So here we are at the 10th annual, what do they call this?
The Southside Shuffle.
The Southside Shuffle here in Port Credit. And you drove down from Ottawa?
Drove all the way down from Ottawa, 4.5 hours, straight down doing 150. It was awesome.
Kind of flew in.
Yeah.
Flew in a minivan. So how's things going for you this summer?
It's been good. We were out sort of in the early part of the summer, early months, up until about the beginning of July, right at the beginning. Then we had to take some time off for pre-prod for a new album. So that's good. That's good when you get to work on new material and you got 2 months to do it. So it's been great.
Yeah, I got your new record. I've had a chance to listen to it. So when did it come out? And tell me about putting it together.
Its official release was, I guess, this year. It would have been in January, February. And it was great. We put that together in our house, makeshift home studio. And it was super laid back. And I think you can definitely feel that on the album. There's like no rushing. You know, I think we got everything we wanted to out of it. And man, we did it for next to nothing. So yeah, it went really well.
That's very indie.
Yeah, that's we're all over you.
Okay, let's have a committee vote. Let's pick a song from the record. Tell us the name of it. Tell us about the song and we'll play it.
Sure.
Committee vote, eh?
Committee vote. I like Lost in Canada.
Nice thumbs up there. That's great for radio.
For all your listeners out there, I just gave a thumbs up.
It's
I'm sure you
thumbs.
Can hear that.
Lost in the Canyons. It's we really like that one. It's super dark. When we heard it, when we recorded it, it was that song that you hear, and it's like, that's it. You know, we're on track. We're not slouches. It's the one that as soon as we heard the playback of it, we had a newfound belief in what we were doing.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing to find, you know. I mean,
sure
most of the time you're going around questioning whether you suck or not because no one thinks they suck, right? You play music. You don't keep sustaining for 5 years if you think you're crap. I hope I can say crap on indie radio, but I think I can because we like playing craps. So that song really solidified where we were at the time, and it pushed us forward, I feel, which is why I liked it. And it came out of the blue. You know, we worked that song out in a recording session. Like, I had some ideas, and we were all kind of, you know, feeling a little inebriated, and we wanted to get a little crazy.
Started as a jam and became
that's right.
A song.
And I think when you listen to it too, it's a good one to listen to when you're under the influence of anything.
Okay, so. We have some people driving while they're listening.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Indie
Cat
Radio.
We
exactly.
We don't support getting caught.
Okay, on that note, going out, where do people find the John Henrys online?
Online, you can go to www.thejohnhenrys.com, and that's Y-S, not I-E-S, and no apostrophe.
Great set, guys. Nice work.
Thanks a lot. Our pleasure.
Cheers.
Well, she got lost in the canyon. With a needle on the 45. And when she'd woken up that morning, she felt so good just to be alive. And he said, just come on, little darling. I put the top down just for the ride. We'll push straight out of the city, and you can meet me on the other side. If we don't make it, we can say we tried. Find a spot on the bank where cabin down the river. Gotta get this lonely heart delivered. And in the
cabin light, I will see her. She's the one that's waiting there. Well, she's the one that's waiting there.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.